Thanks for being with us. Hasbro has announced that it's releasing a version of the classic board game Monopoly designed for the digital age. But financial experts argue the game's new design could deprive children of important financial lessons, especially since there's no more cash. More from Jacob Passy, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. Jacob, what's up here?
One thing that came to mind when I heard about this is, you know, we live in this increasingly cashless world, and Monopoly is, you know, one of the ways kids learn about money, counting out money, how to spend money, and, you know, doing away with it. What does that do for, you know, kids' ability to learn about finances and things like that?
All right, so with this game, with no cash, I basically tell the AI machine, pay Jacob $500 in rent. Or something like that. Is that how it goes?
Exactly, yeah. There are buttons that you push, and then there are, you know, the instructions have a certain lists of commands that you can make. You can't just say anything. The system isn't that smart quite yet, but you can, you know, ask to pay rent, you can ask to buy property, and it keeps track of all that for you. And, you know, this isn't the first time that Monopoly has released a cashless edition. They've actually been releasing editions since 2006 around the world that have used debit cards or credit cards instead of cash, instead of paper money. But this has, you know, gone a step further, and there's not even a credit card. Kind of like the real world, you know, you can now buy stuff with an Amazon Echo or, you know, device that has, you know, Microsoft's Cortana or something like that. So, you know, this is reflecting the real world that a lot of these kids are growing up in.
I'm speaking with Jacob Passy, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch, and he's written a piece entitled Monopoly Doesn't Use Cash Anymore, The Questionable Lesson That Teaches Kids. I thought there was an interesting point when talking about physical cash from the old Monopoly game, handing over kind of your final dollar in defeat and the psychology surrounding that about, you know, next time you better be more careful with your money. There are real world lessons there. How do you translate that now, though, with no physical cash?
Exactly, yeah, and that's a challenge that parents, you know, are facing, you know, all the time, not just when they're playing board games with their kids. Children today are growing up seeing their parents use credit cards. They're seeing their parents, you know, online shopping, and that makes money a little less tangible to children. You know, they may be encountering literal dollar bills, coins, less often than, you know, children in the past did. One financial analyst I spoke with for the story gave an amusing anecdote. Someone he encountered at an ATM, you know, it was a family, and the child asked the father, you know, can you get more money from the money machine? The father's like, well, that's not how it works. And, you know, it kind of just shows that as payments have become more and more digital, that makes it harder for kids to understand what money is, how it works, how to save, things like that. And games like Monopoly, like the Game of Life, board games can be an important teaching tool. You know, the analyst I spoke with pointed out that, you know, it's, you know, for children that, you know, maybe not, you know, especially if they're too young to be getting an allowance or something like that, handing over, you know, paper money, fake money, is one way of kind of starting to impart that lesson of financial prudence and saving on them. You know, they'll learn the hard way in a board game when they spend all their money really quickly to buy up properties and then realize they bought the wrong property or something like that, however it plays out when you're playing the game.
Can you at least roll your own dice in this new game, or does the AI do that also?
I imagine that there is still die in the game. I think that basically the top hat's just playing the role of banker, you know, in every sense, keeping track of the money, doing the math for you, and you know, making sure that the banker isn't slipping themselves extra bills left and right.
So still is fun, though, if you can't cheat.
I think it depends on who you're playing with. One of the big, actually, changes that they did make, other than, you know, removing the paper money, is the game is now only meant to be played with up to four players. It's designed to go faster.
Okay.
And so, you know, I know in my family, we'd get the bright idea of playing Monopoly, and then, you know, a few hours later, we'd be like, oh, God, the game's still not over.
Thanks, Jacob. Jacob Passy, MarketWatch personal finance reporter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.